Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby, live on your radio with hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt it all starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February 16th. In the year of our Lord, 2015, this is hour one of two, and our goal always remains the same: to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. On your radio and the traditions of our founders, it's incredibly simple. We use the rule of law, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. The checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders, absolutely brilliant. And the solution to the problems we face in America today. America was once great. We've lost a lot, but we can get it back with peer application of the principles that made America great. Government works for us. God gave us laws and guidance. He gives us protection. And the answer is to keep his laws and to use the checks and balances to make sure bureaucrats don't get too powerful. That's why Barack should be impeached yesterday. And that's why good, honest Americans need to hold their bureaucrats accountable. And it starts with involvement from the masses. Now, a lot of people tell me, Sam, that doesn't work. We've tried everything and it doesn't work. My response is, who's we when you say we've tried everything? Yeah, there's a few patriots running around that really care. I get that and I agree. But America wasn't made for an individual tiny group to be able to change the game either. America was made to where, hey, the majority of the people usually choose that which is right when they get the opportunity. You say, well, Sam, they don't even have the information to choose what's right. That's right. He who owns the media makes the rules. Now you're getting it. So the answer is we got to take back the press. We got to take back the media. We got to make sure that people do know. And then we got to trust that they will choose what's right. That's a lot of patience and a lot of hard work. A tough road to hoe, to say the least. Let's talk about Friday's broadcast and our guest coming up. I'll make it quick. We talked about Friday, the pre-Valentine's Day broadcast. We talked about 50 Shades of Grey. It's a big old film coming out, or that came out last weekend. 50 Shades of Grey gets black marks from bishops and pastors. And that's great news. And the pastors are sick of it. They believe it's an immoral film, and I would agree. But we've got a serious problem in America today. From this 50 Shades of Grey scenario, if that doesn't tell the tale, I don't know what does. But you've got headlines all over the news. Stay sex selfish, stay single. The idea is you'll have more sex, more partners, more, I don't know, it's like 31 flavors of ice cream kind of an idea. It's crazy. How to stay single for the rest of your life is another headline. Marriage is not a goal is another headline. Millennials say no to marriage en masse. I'm going to say that again. Millennials say no to marriage en masse. That's another headline. Why married couples are now sleeping in separate beds. You're supposed to join in the same bed for sex. And other than that, man, you got to get some sleep. And by golly, the spouse is nothing but a deterrent to that. I mean, he or she tends to move and turn over and wake up and go to the bathroom. By golly, it's distracting. When it comes to sex, we're either stayers or strayers, says society and research. You can't really help your actions is the idea. I mean, if you're a stayer, by golly, then whatever. If you're a strayer, you're just having more sex, more fantastic fun than anybody else. Okay, it's an absolute complete lie. There's a difference between us and the animals, ladies and gentlemen. We have the ability to reason. We have what's called agency, and we have accountability before God for that agency. There's no such thing as a stayer or a strayer. Yeah, you might have different weaknesses. Some people have weaknesses for sugar, some for sex, some for whatever. But you still have your agency and your choice, and you still must bridle your passions, says the Bible. You still must govern your life with governing values of morality. That's what agency is all about. Are you going to follow God's law or Satan's plan? That's the choice you have to make. And this idea that you can't really choose, that you're one or the other, and by golly, it's just hardwired, is bogus. The next headline says, waiting for Mr. Right or Mrs. Right goes against the evolutionary grain and guideline, says research. Well, they've got it part right. Is there a single individual that's just perfect? You can't marry anybody else except for that special, quote, soulmate. See, that's bogus. But the idea that you can get along and marry anyone is bogus, too. Sure, if two people follow Jesus Christ, I bet two people, a male and a female, could marry. And if they were humble enough, they could do well. Virtually anybody. I understand that. I also agree that it takes time to find the right spouse. What you need to do is look for somebody. You know what? Differences are great. They say opposites attract. Well, that's not true. You got to be really virtually the same. I know that she likes to sew and he likes to golf. I get that, okay? Or maybe it's the opposite in modern times. But look, you got to have differences. That's fine. But you got to have enough common ground, such as religious beliefs, such as a belief of what you want with your life, children, or whatever it may be. You got to have a lot of the same moral compass. You got to be a whole lot more the same than different. Psychologists talk about a wedding that has a guide to empirically support marriage. And the bottom line is, we then hear about millennials. Okay, millennials are struggling to get married because all they've seen is bad examples. But there's not as many bad examples as many people want you to believe. This headline tells the tale. Modern families, the divorce surge is over, but the myth lives on. I'm going to say that again. The divorce surge is over, but the myth lives on. What that means is, hey, we're told everywhere you go, man, divorce is 50%, 60%. Well, it isn't true at all. In fact, the height of the divorce time is already gone. The next generation realizes that divorce is horrible. They don't want any part of it. Most people that get divorced regret it and wish they didn't do it. I get that on occasion there's an abuse situation or somebody will not change and they're putting the family at risk to where you have to have a divorce. I get those special circumstances, but they're rare indeed. Archbishop says liberty depends upon morality. Boy, is he right. We talked about five ways to fail-proof your marriage. Yeah, there's a book called From This Day Forward, Five Commitments to Fail-Proof Your Marriage, written by Greg and Amy, I think it's Groschel is how you say it. Anyway, they wrote a great book. They talk about having fun together. They talk about the important piece of From This Day Forward. Even if you've had problems in the past, if you start this day forward, that's what you say when you get married. From this day forward. And the five commitments are you got to have fun together. I don't have them all in front of me. But anyway, there's a lot of things to it. You got to be open and candid. And I really focused on this idea that you don't need to marry the perfect person. You don't need to worry about your spouse and how they need to do this and do that and not do this and not do that. And spending all the time on your spouse is horrible. Waste of time. Expecting your spouse to be the perfect somebody isn't going to happen. It's called unrealistic expectations. What is the answer? The answer is to think about the blessings that your spouse brings to you. Think about the reasons that you married them. Think about their great qualities and start to count the blessings that you have and ignore their mistakes and their imperfections and think about their positive traits as often as you can. Whenever you start to think negative, hey, one negative thought, you got to replace it with like five positive good things, right? How grateful you are for them, how that when they do this or don't do that or they behave this way or that way, you love it. It's great. You love to be close to them. You love to spend time with them. Think about those things and then spend time finding out how you can be the best spouse you can be. In other words, look inwards and say, what are my bad habits? Where do I need to improve? How can I be more patient, more kind, more humble, more appreciative, more respectful? Hundreds of retirees, believe it or not, share secrets to a happy marriage. USA Today, good for them for bringing that out. Put your relationship first. Your relationship with your spouse must come before the kids, in-laws, jobs, friends. The list goes on and on. Put your spouse first. Well, then they really talk about, that's above all worldly things. Put God first, your spouse second, and you'll be blessed. I agree with that. Anyway, this kid bought an engagement ring for his wife when he was only 13 years old, and here's what happened when he found the woman of his dreams. That was a story from The Blaze that I found fascinating and we brought to your attention on Valentine's Day. What's the summation, you ask? Well, you know what? Relationships are wonderful. And society should not focus on just sex, 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 selfish behavior everywhere. There are more important things than that. You know that? And that was the summation of the broadcast that's still available online at libertyroundtable.com or on your Roku player. That's a recap. News the networks refuse to use for today starts now. Now, really quick, John Boehner says that he's ready to let funding for Homeland Security lapse. You think that's true? You think he's going to shut down the government, shut down Homeland Security? I'm telling you right now, if it happens, it'll be temporary and the Republicans will take a beating. I doubt he'll do it anyway. Somehow he'll cave and make a backroom deal. You keep an eye on that ball. But I'm telling you right now, John Boehner's not your friend. Neither is the Republican creation called Homeland Security, one of the biggest, most abusive government agencies on the planet. I thought I'd bring that to your attention. Now, here's a sad tale about society. Instead of celebrating marriage, Instead of celebrating family, the fundamental unit of society, this last weekend for Valentine's Day, it was all about sex, all about perversions. And if this doesn't tell you the low that America sunk to in recent generations, I don't know what does. But here's the headline. 50 Shades of Grey earns $81.7 million in North American box office. $81.7 million coming out of the gate for the perversion sex film 50 Shades of Grey. Following up on the, well, huge earning book sales as well. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like their green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-getters to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. One quick last headline, then our guest. 50 Shades of Grey, incredible, 81 plus million at the box office, just showing the immorality of our nation. It's nothing but a perversion, sex, eroticism novel. Slash turned into movie, blockbuster sales, and what we should be celebrating is marriage. If we try to raise money for, say, Sheriff Richard Mack or something like that, hey, we're only able to raise about $11,000 in close to a month for his medical stuff. But they got $81 million so that everybody can get just sexed up. And now they're basically saying, hey, if your girlfriend wants to get a 50 Shades of Grey or your wife and you won't go with her to the sex film, she should dump you. That's the latest push from the mainstream press. See, I'm telling you right now, America's going to melt down over these perversions, that's for sure. All right, last headline. Our airlines talking about requiring proof of vaccinations for domestic air travel? The answer is yes. That's what they're talking about, folks. If you're not vaccinated, they're not going to want you to be on their airplanes. All right, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.com or .org. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Thank you. Gentlemen, good to be here with you.
Campaignforliberty.org. Okay, any comment on any headline really quick that we've covered before we move into the topics today?
Well, I enjoyed the headlines. I enjoyed the shows. I listened to quite a few of them last week. As many as I can, I do listen to. And, it's pretty sad when we spend millions of dollars on entertainment while not spending any focus or attention on things that really matter in this country.
And if it was just entertainment, I might be fine with it, but it's perverted entertainment, though. 50 Shades of Grey is nothing but like whips and chains and spanking and immoral sex and abuse and domination. And on one hand, they talk about you and I being domestic threat terrorists, but yet we think of our wives as equals. We think of our women as hey, they've got talents and we've got talents, and the two of us together make the greater whole, the sum of the greater whole or synergism for the fundamental unit of society, the family. And I guess that's a terroristic view nowadays, sir.
Well, it's interesting because as I've listened to your shows just over the past few days, been wonderful shows, I have juxtaposed that to, the current state of the nation or the current state of our attitude toward, you know, perverted attitude, speaking collectively, you know, of our country and our countrymen toward, you know, one another. I juxtapose that to the generation who are currently, you know, in their 80s, 90s, 100s and dying off. This came to my mind because one of my aunts passed away this week, and so we're celebrating her life yesterday and today. And I just think back, you know, we reviewed her life yesterday, told stories, about the challenges she faced, how she raised her families, the trials, struggles, the triumphs, all of that stuff. I mean, the challenges that they dealt with were tremendous. And this was back in the days when you didn't go outside with curlers on, remember, you know? I mean, that was just inappropriate. And when you juxtapose that particular attitude toward, you know, social propriety with today's attitude, where, I mean, no one would think twice about, you know, walking out, even, you know, in the nude or in the robe or whatever. But you know, just a short 40, 50, 60 years ago, you wouldn't be caught dead in curlers out in public, let alone, you know.
Well, and back then, you couldn't even say the word pregnant on TV, sir.
You couldn't even kiss. You remember the first kiss on TV? I mean, it was a huge thing. They made a big deal out of it. The media, this landmark, you know, the first kiss ever, you know, displayed on in a movie. So, yeah, it really is. We live in a different age now, and that doesn't give us any license, any justification for salacious behavior or for inappropriate behavior. What it does, it underscores the need for us to return to the founding principles and the principles that made this nation great. I was just rereading about George Washington, the father of our country, because it is really the holiday. Today's holiday is really about him. President's Day, they call it. I find it so ironic that they gave a day to someone like Martin Luther King Jr., and then they took the holidays dedicated to George Washington and just, well, made it, we'll just call it the president. You know, we don't want to name the father of our country, one of the greatest, finest gentlemen ever to grace this planet. It was fun to reread about George Washington. I don't know if you've covered that last week or not, but if not, on this President's Day holiday, I would love to pay tribute to the father of our country.
We shall do it today, my friend. But the reason I bring up this whole immorality thing, I don't want to spend a bunch of time talking about the perversions in America because we all know them. Okay, most of our listeners are keenly aware of the troubles that we face, but I'm submitting to you that if we want to fix America, what we need to make sure we do not do, Lowell, is continue running around always, quote, supposedly learning but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Always running around thinking, oh, we got to do this, we got to do that, if we just fix this, if we just had that, never getting to the answers. What we've got to do is we've got to think God, family, and country. Life, liberty, and property. And those six words are what really common law is about, God's law is about, what our lives need to be about, what the proper role of limited government's about, what the rule of law in America is about. And rather than looking towards those simple solutions, with peer application, applying the principles that made America great yesteryear, could do so again. But what we want to do is say, golly, now the Bible doesn't work, throw it out. You know, Christian principles, common law, doesn't work, throw it out. Judeo-Christian ethic doesn't work, throw it out. Traditional family of a mom and a dad, a male and a female, with a monogamous relationship, having respect and fidelity to one another, doesn't work, throw it out. Everything, including the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, throw it out, it doesn't work. Now, Scott Bradley was at an event, and Dr. Scott Bradley joins us monthly as well, and his organization, To Preserve the Nation. You guys were at an event where he spoke, right?
Yes, we were, Sam. Kurt Crosby and I both attended the Saturday event where he reviewed the dangers of a constitutional convention. So fascinating. I love studying the Constitution. You and I know that the Constitution is the answer. It's not the problem. And amending it is not going to solve anything at all. It's not going to change the behavior of those who already ignore it. And yet the risks are great about having one, and because, you know, we could risk the loss of the Constitution that we have, this anchor that has kept us as strong as a nation thus far. I think without it, we would have gone down the tubes, you know, 100 years ago. But with it, because of it, being anchored to it, we have been able to survive as a nation this great length of time, and we must return to it. We have to return to following the Constitution, because that is why we became the freest, most prosperous, most respected nation on earth from the 1789 until, you know, the late 1800s, because we followed the proper role of government outlined, the framework outlined in the Constitution.
All right, you know, this convention, they call it by a gazillion names to deceive people about what we're talking about. And here's my... You know, I'm kind of a simpleton, and I don't get all the details that others get. You know, my IQ's got to be 50 or something. And so, to me, it's this simple. Look, if the country was wonderful, when we obeyed the supreme law and government was limited, and the checks and balances were in place and worked well, the country was out of debt, or, you know, had very little debt, the country was doing well, then as we abandon or throw overboard these principles one at a time, and the country gets worse, 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 worse. At some point, you got to think in your mind, well, if we were to bring back those principles, we could move towards the great cause. But they somehow jettison that notion and blame it on the very principles that make this country great. And then they say, since it's not working, what we got to do is get rid of it. But you got to ask yourself, what's not working? Our adherence there too? Or the principles themselves? Lowell Nelson with us, campaignforliberty.org, in seconds on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
What's so special about the Get Prepared Expo? Imagine having the opportunity to learn from some of the best preparedness and survival instructors available today. The faculty of USAPrepares.com. Imagine meeting your radio instructors all in one place. The last weekend in March. Imagine having lunch or dinner at a table with your instructors. And the cost? $10.80. Imagine having your favorite instructors autographing and personalizing your new books. Imagine buying Berkey water filters at deep discounts, the lowest price in the country. Imagine buying freeze-dried long-term storage food at the lowest price in the country. You don't have to imagine. This is real. It's at the Get Prepared Expo, the biggest and best preparedness expo there is, March 27, 28, and 29 in Lebanon, Missouri. One-day tickets are $8 on the website, getpreparedexpo.com. Getpreparedexpo.com.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, did you buy your honey some raw honey for Valentine's Day? Get a hold of Kurt, ask him about the raw honey option for you and your family. I'm telling you, great flavors, taste fantastic. Natural raw honey available now. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Speaking of Kurt, he's with us. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
We're talking about this bogus notion of an article, Five Convention? And Kurt, what I don't understand about this is it seems to me that if you look at the history of America, whenever we've abandoned or jettisoned the principles, the checks and balances that made America great, the country seems to fall into a greater and greater and greater tyrannical state, immoral state. The list goes on and on. Seems to me that it'd be so easy to understand what we got to do is return to what made America great, not throw it all overboard and try something that's never been tested or that doesn't seem to work. But even our friends, even good constitutionalists, believe somehow, even though they don't obey the laws in America, that if we just get new laws or just have the likes of Bill and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Harry Reid and these people at the top, if they just visit the issue in an outright convention, that somehow it'll solve things. Kurt, does it make any sense?
No, it doesn't, Sam, but logic is not something that is typically effective in these kind of things. It's politics, Sam. And, what I see, like for Mr. Levine, and we had at the event there that Lowell was talking about Saturday, had a number of, documents available for the good citizens that showed up there to listen to Dr. Scott Bradley.
Yes, sir.
While, we had a reasonable turnout just above us, Sam. And I mean literally next floor up, where you could see through the floor and see the feet, et cetera, the folks above us, were the Equality Utah folks. And these folks are dedicated. They're dedicated to basically promoting homosexual rights, the whole LGBT crowd.
Yeah, they had a bigger crowd than you, didn't they, Kurt?
Well, they had free breakfast,
brunch,
if you will.
I mean,
yeah,
free
that's
breakfast
right.
Came from somewhere, buddy. It wasn't free. Somebody
that's
put
right.
up cash, brother.
Well, their Ambassador Club members put up 5,000 plus yearly, and there's a pretty good list of them. One of them's name is anonymous. I'm trying to look that one up in the phone book, but everybody else, has a name on there. And then you've got all these Capital Club members. They do 100 plus a month, up to the $4,999 a year. But anyway, the bottom line is these folks are serious about
yep.
making a difference, and they put their money where their mouth is.
Lowell Nelson, it seems to me
breakfast.
That everybody wants to go to very extreme measures. They want to heave-ho the Constitution overboard. They claim that's not what will happen, but there's no evidence to that. The only historical reality is that the former Constitution of the Articles of Confederation was heaved overboard. They don't have any reality for their statements, except they just have this somehow irrational belief that it somehow it'll turn out better. It's got to be better than what we've got. The grass ain't greener, pardon the term, but these people seem to think that. And the other problem is most conservatives or constitutionalists or whatever you say, they've run out of steam. They want change, and they're about to get to radical notions to make that change happen. The problem is America wasn't made for just the very few to go ahead and do whatever they want to. America was made to be very methodical, very slow, very governing values-based, if you will. And the Patriots, on one hand, can't raise enough money to even, count cash, so to speak. But yet, on the other hand, they claim that we've done everything we can and we're out of options. It doesn't make any sense, sir. What we need to do now is educate Americans and get Americans involved. And if we can do that, we're going to succeed. And if we can't do that, we're not. I don't think that all Americans need to be involved, but we've got a scant few now. We don't even have 1% that's active, do we?
Well, that's a good point, Sam. It doesn't take a majority to prevail. According to Sam Adams, it takes an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires in the minds of men. And I do believe we have 1% or 2%. And
that'll be about 6 million people.
I know. I know there's we need to grow more. The clamor for adherence to the Constitution needs to grow into a thunder, Sam. That's what needs to happen. But in order for that to happen, people need to understand the Constitution themselves. And clamoring for a constitutional convention is really a tacit admission that they don't understand.
So what percent of that, just say we have 3 million, or, that's 1% of what, 300 million or 6 million if there's 2%. What percent of that believes in the Article V Convention, though? I mean, what I mean is we're so divided due to lack of education, I'm not sure we can even be unified. I've got good friends, attorneys, moral people, God-fearing people, friends of mine everywhere that are for this Article V Convention. I think they're crazy, but I talk to them till I'm blue in the face, and they just won't listen.
Well, I know it. They seem to be taken by some of the arguments, and we can blow through those here in a few minutes if you like. But the number one thing that I like the example that I give is this: if you have a contractor who agrees to build a bridge, let's just make it a house. He agrees to build a house for you, and he goes about building the house, and it turns out that the stairways aren't put in correctly, and the house isn't square, the foundation is poor, he doesn't succeed in building the house. What should you do, Sam? Should you replace the contract, the device that specified the house, or should you replace the contractor? What's the problem? Is the problem with the contract or with the contractor?
Oh, of course it's with the contractor not carrying out the contract, sir.
Absolutely right, Sam.
And what you got to do is create accountability for the contractor that failed and then get a new contractor. And there needs to be hardcore accountability for actions that are ill-taken.
Absolutely right, because it is the Constitution that is the contract. That is the contract or the agreement that the 13 sovereign individual states made with one another back in 1787, ratified the following year among themselves that they would employ this central government to do certain specific enumerated specified things. And that's the contract. And by following that contract, America became the greatest, freest prosperous, most respected nation on the planet in less than 100 years. And it and then in the following 100 years, we have really dropped from the pinnacle because we have failed to live the provisions of that contract. So, like you said at the outset, Sam, the solution is not to replace the contract or to amend it, but it is to return to it and adhere to the Constitution.
One of the things we've got to do is really create a proper education. And I know the event where Scott Bradley spoke over the weekend at the Capitol against an Article 5 convention is one of the, in my opinion, key issues. We also had very few people there compared to the gay and lesbian agenda above. These people pay $5,000 a year, $100 a month, etc. We struggle to raise any money for anything, at least that I find of value. However, we had a Clive and Bundy event in Orem last week as well. Kurt reported a little bit on it, but I want you, Lowell, to have a chance to speak out on this too. Clive and spoke to a group of about 250 people. He's a humble, fiercely independent man. He gave a great speech. He's not angry or full of hatred or against the government at all, but they focused on a big wake-up call for Americans and what the solutions are. Lowell?
Yes, it was a wonderful experience. Because I grew up on a ranch and farm in Idaho, I have a warm spot in my heart for any man, any family that works the land, works cows, works sheep, you know, any farmer rancher type that is out there working, you know, from sunup to sundown to earn a living, put bread on the bread on the table for his family. I have tremendous respect for that kind of a gentleman and those kind of women that make that happen, because, you know, that's the stock from which I came. I can appreciate that. Well, Clive and Bundy is that type of gentleman. He and his wife have been out working the land in far harsher conditions than I ever dreamed of when I was growing up. And I thought I had it hard growing up on my ranch farm, 400 acres in the mountains of Idaho. But he's in the south. He's in the Nevada desert, running feral cattle on land that hardly can support lizards and snakes that live there. I mean, it's totally a hard land, very harsh, austere land. But he's out there with his family, raising cows, and has been doing this for generations upon generations.
And when we come back, quickly, the message that he had to deliver, then I want to focus on George Washington's birthday and the perversion of President's Day. Speaking of education, Liberty Roundtable Live, Lowell Nelson, campaign, headquarters for Campaign for Liberty for Utah. Hang tight. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare: the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Clive and Bundy, far from being an angry, hate-filled man against his government, actually is spending his time educating people about the importance of private property, educating people about the proper role of limited government. They were in Orem last week. Clive and Bundy spoke to a couple of hundred people. The education was tremendous.
Well, and one of the most important questions that Clive and asked the group, where does the federal government have a right to control state lands and especially police those lands? That's an important question, and it's a question that every American ought to ask themselves this morning.
Well, the Constitution has a list of the reasons the government can own property, and not only the list of reasons or justifications in given limited circumstances, but then it also articulates how the government can obtain land only for that listed purpose, and I don't see that in there anywhere, sir.
Well, you're exactly right, and let me quote Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. To exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district, not exceeding 10 miles square, as may, by cession of particular states and the acceptance of Congress, become the seat of the government of the United States, and to exercise like authority over all places purchased by the consent of the legislature of the state in which the same shall be, or the erection of forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings.
And I don't see Bundy's land on any of those lists, sir. Or the land they claim is federal lands, which is not true either. So education is key. Clive and Bundy did a great job. And really, whether we talk about vaccinations and the truth regarding that, the proper role of limited government when it comes to land issues like Clive and Bundy's talking about, whether we talk about an Article 5 convention, it seems to me that the misnomers and confusion and really flat-out perversions and indoctrination seem to be running rampant. And I find it true. You can just see it in today. Today's supposedly, what, President's Day? But it's really George Washington's birthday. And if we're going to divorce ourselves from our heroes and from those who set us on the course of the proper role of government, we will never have the proper role of government, Lowell.
Well, that's exactly right, Sam. You know, George Washington was the first. What did we learn in school? This is, I wanted to pay tribute to him. Yes, here it is: first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. And one of the reasons why he had the respect of the framers and founders among whom he lived was because of his dependence on God and his reliance on the Holy Bible. He said, no people can be bound to acknowledge and adore the invisible hand which conducts the affairs of men more than these of the United States. Every step by which they have advanced to the character of an independent nation seems to have been distinguished by some token of providential agency. And you can recognize that if you're any student of history, if you've read any of the stories of the Revolutionary War, the 8 long years that George Washington held together the ragtag colonial army, then you've got to realize and recognize and admit that God's hand was in the founding of this country and in the defeat of the strongest world power of the time. Because time after time, event after event, divine providence smiled upon these men and women who put together our country. And so that's why we honor George Washington this day. President.
And to ignore that hero, ignore that example of a man who could have been king and rejected that very notion, a man who walked away from power. He didn't seek for power. Rather, he sought to pull it down. A man who believed in the fiercely believed in the checks and balances and the principle that he fought and worked so hard for. If we divorce ourselves from that and just call it President's Day, how can we ever really then focus on the principles that he taught? If we reject the man virtually or kind of bury the man in his hero status, he wasn't a hero because he's anybody but a man. He was a hero because he was humble enough to realize he was only a man. Lowell?
That's right. You know, in founding, one of the founding fathers, Noah Webster, wrote this about George Washington. I love this quote. He said this: "The greatest political leader of his time and also the greatest intellectual and moral force of the Revolutionary period, he was also the most voluminous American writer of his period. His principles of government had a greater influence on the development of the American Commonwealth than those of any other man." End of quote. You know, I didn't know that, Sam. I didn't realize, but, you know, I think back to all the letters that he wrote. George Washington didn't write books, but he did write a lot of letters. And he would write to his, you know, his colleagues in the various state legislatures around, you know, of the 13 colonies. And I didn't realize he was the most voluminous writer of the period. You know, I always think of Jefferson and so forth. But then you think of all the letters he wrote and the sense, the common sense and wisdom imbued in those letters. It's just amazing. He gained something far greater than the power that any king could ever have hoped to possess on this planet. Sam, he became the father, well, not just the father, but the founder and father of the what would become known as the greatest and freest, most prosperous nation in the world. He was the living embodiment, Sam, of what it means to be an American. We Americans would do well to study his life, study his writings, understand him well enough, get familiar with him. He is the great American hero, deserves our greatest respect, particularly on this day when we celebrate his birth and his contributions to the freest, greatest, most prosperous country in the world.
And if we want to preserve our nation, ladies and gentlemen, we best not let the mainstream press and bureaucrats and professional do-gooders everywhere and historical revisionists, we best not let them divorce us from our heroes, divorce us from the legacy of liberty, divorce us from the principles that made this country great. An example of that, George Washington. I celebrate it as his birthday. Now think about this: first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. Is that going to remain true? Or is that going to be a yesteryear dream gone to nightmare? That's up to you, ladies and gentlemen, and me, and all of us. Lowell, before the end of the hour, I really want to give you a chance, though. There's a legislative battles going on in Utah. We've got 45 days of terror, don't we, sir?
No man's property is safe when the legislature's in session, Sam, as Mark Twain famously said. Or he may have been quoting someone else, but you're right, Sam. We have some good bills and some bad bills, as usual. I just wanted to take a minute about SB 54, which passed last year, which put in jeopardy our caucus delegate system here in the state of Utah by providing an alternate route. So for candidates who didn't win at convention, then they can go collect signatures and nevertheless get on the ballot of the primary of the party, which I believe violates the constitutional right of assembly. A party wants to assemble. They want to associate with one another. I believe they should have the right, the constitutional right, to choose who they want, how they want to choose to represent them as their party's nominee. Well, SB 54 from last year pulled that into question. Now, the party is suing, and it will go, you know, before a judge, and hopefully it'll be found unconstitutional, as it was done in Idaho just a couple of years ago. But meanwhile, there are a couple of bills working their way through the legislature which would delay the implementation of that bad law, SB 54, from last year. And so that I just wanted to mention those. That's a good thing, good development. Also, there's a bill that SB 52, Asset Forfeiture Amendments, which would establish detailed requirements for law enforcement agencies to prepare reports of information regarding any forfeiture actions they take. That report would go to the legislature to give greater insight and oversight from the legislature over this terrible evil, which is asset forfeiture, civil asset forfeiture. And there's another bill, SB 48, which directs the State Tax Commission to identify parcels of public land in Utah and to assess their value and then to report to the legislature what kinds of revenue streams would be generated from property taxes from those properties, you know, if those properties were privately owned. And so this is one small step in the right direction of Utah retaking the lands, which, you know, federal government has usurped, basically said, we're going to manage, we're going to control, and, you know, they have overstepped their bounds. But anyway, this SB 48 is a small step in the right direction to retaking those public lands. That's the good news. Now, there's some bad news already. There's one bill, HB 41, which provides special tax treatment to politically connected businesses. That passed the House early in the session. It passed. An amended version passed the Senate last week. Likely that the concurrence of the House will be gained, and that probably will pass. But somewhere along the line, Sam, we citizens need to understand that special tax treatment for those who are politically connected is not fair to all businesses. Government should not be in the business of providing that type of tax treatment. Government should be in the business of establishing and maintaining a fair and level playing field for all businesses, not just those who are politically connected.
Just imagine that, Lowell. Imagine your government treating all people the same, you know, where you didn't get any special favors just because you handed in more cash to your representatives or congressmen. Hmm? That's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Boy, I'll say. And then the two bad boys, HJR 7 and HJR 14, they would, those are the applications for an Article 5 convention. Those are bad boys. We need to stay awake. They probably will be heard in committee tomorrow in the House Taxation and Revenue Committee. And so check your calendar today, and if they are, well, actually, don't wait. Just call members of the House Committee on Revenue and Taxation.
We're flat out of
time.
Great
work, sir, Lowell.
Thank you.